All right, folks, this is a Chicago Bulls instant reaction from the Bully Pulpit podcast. My name is Ryan Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Ryan Graham Sucks. The Bulls, there's about a minute and a half left in the game. They're down 104-93. It's pretty much over. They're going to lose to the Indiana Pacers on this Sunday afternoon. It's the same day we saw the Bears lose to the Philadelphia Eagles. It has not been a good week or a good day for Chicago sports fans. In this game, and these stats aren't final yet, Wendell Carter had 20 points on 9 of 10 shooting, 10 rebounds. Zach LaVine, 19 points. And Thad Young had 12 on 6 of 13 shooting. Everyone else had a pretty shitty game. I tweeted during the game that Wendell Carter right now is the only Bull that I like. He's the only one that I like watching because he is going to give you a consistent product night after night. I mean, you look at Otto Porter Jr. tonight. He had 4 points, 1 of 10 shooting. Last game on Friday, a game that the Bulls actually won, he had 22 on 8 of 12 shooting. And that was by far his best game of the season. So Otto Porter so far this season, we're just going to look at point totals. 9, 4, 9, 7, 15, 22, and he has 4 in this game. So you're looking at a guy who has scored in double digits twice. Then you look at Thomas Satoransky, a guy who, unless he hits another field goal in this game in the last minute and 23, his scoring totals for this season have been 2, 9, 8, 2, 8, 7, and 9. So you're looking at a guy who hasn't scored in double digits the entire season. Lauri Markkanen, another just I was talking last year, and I was talking half facetiously. I was sort of just talking shit, but I'm really not sure that I have to see it from Lowry. I think we're hyping him up like he's going to be the next, you know, Pau Gasol or something like that. And it's just, you know, it's just not happening. You really want to see him be more aggressive. You want to see more of what you saw in the first game against Charlotte where he was getting down low. He was beating guys off the dribble. He's just not doing that. It's like Nikola Mirotic type shit, where he just stands around the three-point line. And it's like, sure, Nico had some good games, but he wasn't the consistent player that we needed him to be. You know, and that's the thing with Lowry right now. He's shooting 25% from beyond the arc. That'll get better. But he's only shooting 39% from the floor. He's had, the first game, he had 35 points. Then he went 9, 9, 18, 16, 14, and 11. And the two best games since that 35-point game where he had 18 and 16, he shot 5 for 13 and 4 for 12. So he needs to step up. The point I'm trying to make here is that you really have two guys at this point that are consistent. Zach LaVine, and, you know, tonight was sort of it's a typical Zach LaVine game. You know he's going to get you around 20. His totals for the season are 1st game of the season was 16, then 37, 11, 21, 16, 26, 19. He's going to get you anywhere between, you know, 18 and 25 on a nightly basis. He's shooting the ball fairly well this season. Well, I guess not, actually. He's right at his career average for field goal percentage, which is around 44%. He's shooting 37.5, which is almost exactly his career average from beyond the arc. You know what you're going to get from Zach LaVine. You know what you're going to get from Wendell. Everyone else, you know, who the fuck knows? Thad Young is another one. Thad Young has been pretty consistent. Thad Young just looks like he knows what he's doing. And I feel like a lot of guys on this team don't look like they know what they're doing. You have this motion offense where you're moving the ball around, but there's no action towards the rim. There's really little opportunities being created. And it seems like we're just kind of passing the ball around, and then we get to a point where the shot clock's down at 10, and then we have to reset, and then someone dives to the basket and throws up a wild shot. It's been really rough to watch this offense. And it doesn't seem natural. It doesn't seem free-flowing. It's not fun to watch. Thad Young, I mean, is one of those guys who does a lot of the little things. He'll run the floor. He'll get little putbacks. He can hit runners. He can hit, you know, stuff under the basket. He's a good cutter. But other than that, I mean, you look at, you know, Luke Kornet had a good game tonight off the bench. Had 9 points in 10 minutes. Ryan Arcidiacono fouled out with 6 points. Chris Dunn had 2 points in 19 minutes. Kobe White was a complete non-factor, had 1 point, 0 of 6 shooting. You know, Shaq Harrison came in for 1 minute. I would put Shaq in the game and just let him – I don't know, because then again, Shaq is not – going to be the solution either. He hasn't really shown it like he's going to be, he's certainly not a go-to scorer. He's a lot like a lot of these other players that just kind of run around and wait to get past the ball. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do with this team. It feels like Zach and Wendell are really the only ones that are going to do things on a consistent basis. And you put those totals together. If you think, you know, Wendell is going to average about 15 and Zach's going to average about 24, add those numbers together, you know, that's 39 out of the, 105 or 110 that you need to win consistently on an NBA level. Like, as the game is, they just took a shot clock violation. It looks like it's going to be 108-95 unless the Bulls can hit a shot here. Where's the offense coming from these other guys? You know, off the bench, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be tough sledding. I just don't think the Bulls have enough scorers. I just don't think the Bulls have enough consistent offense at this point to win on a night-to-night basis. Now, they won. They beat Detroit, right? They had 112 points. Zach LaVine had 26, Otto had 22, Wendell had 16, Laurie had 14, Kobe had 9 off the bench, Thad had 8. You know, that took a total team effort, and it took everyone having a pretty decent game. But it's one of those things where it's like if one or two players have a bad game, you can almost chalk it up to a loss every single time. I don't know what the solution is. Maybe give Kobe just more time to develop. He's not consistent right now, but what other option do you have? You know, you can do any combination of lineups that you want. It's not going to really generate consistent offense if the players can't consistently make shots and if no one knows what the fuck they're doing. It was a weird game. It was a TJ Leaf game for the Indiana Pacers, especially in the third quarter. He ended the game with 13 points and 15 rebounds. Aaron Holiday had 9 off the bench. Dougie McDermott had 7. The leading scorers were TJ Warren, who left the game with an injury. He had 26 on 10 of 16 shooting. And Malcolm Brogdon had 22 on 9 of 15. As a team, they shot 47%. The Bulls were awful from the free throw line today. They were 14 of 25, 56%. They had a lot of opportunities. They just missed a bunch of shots. I don't know, man. I don't know where you go from here. I don't know. They have the Lakers on Tuesday. It'll be an interesting game. We'll see what happens. It's a 7 o'clock start at home. You have Atlanta on Wednesday, so you have a back to back. You're at Atlanta. So, again, you know, this schedule is not being favorable to him there because you're playing, you know, a team that's probably, you know, most likely going to be in the top four in the West in the Lakers on Tuesday. You get to play against LeBron James and Anthony Davis. It's going to be a tough game. And then you have to go right on the road at Atlanta, 6:30 start the next day. So you're hopping on the plane that night, most likely. Then on Saturday, you play at home against Houston. So you get a couple days to rest, and then you go at home against Houston. I believe we're going to do a podcast that night after the Houston game. It might be a depressing one because I could see the Bulls going 0-3 here. I don't think they're better than the Lakers. Atlanta, it's a road back-to-back. And then they're playing Houston, who is in need of some wins. Houston right now, they are, let me pull up the Western Conference standings here. I believe Houston is, let's see here, in the playoff race. Houston is an 8 seed right now at 3-2. The West is absolutely stacked. So you have San Antonio, Minnesota, the Lakers are the 3 seed, Utah, Denver, Phoenix is the 6 seed right now at 4-2. And the Clippers, the team everyone thought was going to be world beaters, is also 4-2, but they're the 7th seed right now. It's all tiebreakers at this point. And then Houston, just by virtue of playing one less game than the other guys, is 3-2. I wonder if they play tonight. Let's check that out. Yeah, they're playing right now. They're playing Miami, and they are kind of getting their ass kicked to Miami. So by Miami. So if they go 3, you know, to 3-3, and then they'll have a few more games in between. They play Monday, Wednesday. They're playing Memphis and Golden State, so they might get a couple wins. They're looking to go on a streak here. So we're gonna talk with you guys after that game. It's gonna be rough sledding right now. The Bulls, if we're looking at the playoff standings, it's very early, but they are not in good shape. You know, we were talking about, well, I guess if they go 0-3, they're certainly not in good shape. But you know, they're 2-4 right now. The 8th seed is Cleveland at 2-3. Atlanta's 2-3. Indiana is now 3-3. Well, I guess the Bulls are now 2-5. So yeah, it's you're gonna have to figure out the offense if this season is gonna mean anything. If it's gonna be fun basketball to watch. If the Bulls are gonna challenge for, you know, anything, they other than the number one pick, they really have to figure out their offense. And if I'm trying to be optimistic and see the silver lining in all this, they are what now? They're two and five. So they're 7 games into the season. They have a new offense, new offensive coordinator. They're trying a bunch of different things. Maybe they figure it out, right? Maybe Kobe White kind of gets used to being in the NBA and can challenge for that starting point guard position. But, you know, it's going to be, thank God they're in the East. I'll say that. That's going to do it for today's Instant Reaction podcast. We're going to talk to you probably once or if not twice during the week, and then we will do a full podcast on Saturday after the Houston Rockets game. It's going to be, I don't know. Let's hope. I'm trying not to be negative. I was very negative in my last Instant Reaction. Let's hope they can figure stuff out and give us something exciting to watch this year. That'll be it. Follow us on Twitter at the Bully Pulpit Pod. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Have a good night. Go Bears. Well, they're kind of fucked too. Go Blackhawks. Go Chicago Sky. Are they in season? I think the season just ended for the WNBA. Go Northwestern. Well, Northwestern sucks. Go, you know what? Go Fighting Illini. They just won. What are they now? 5-4? They just beat Rutgers. Let me check this. Let me get this right. I believe they're 5-4 now. They're one game away from a bowl game, which is unheard of. They play Michigan State, Iowa, and Northwestern. I think they could beat Michigan State. They can certainly beat Northwestern. Go Fighting Illini. Props to them. Let's all go down to whatever their stadium's called and cheer them on. for the rest of the season, because the rest of the sports in this town fucking suck, man. All right, that's going to be it for me. Have a good night.